This is TWiT.
Windows Weekly host Mary J. Foley tweeted a link to the Windows Edge developers blog outlining everything that's not going to be in Microsoft's new web browser. You can almost hear the sigh of relief as the Microsoft Edge team describes the legacy Internet Explorer-specific technologies that they no longer have to deal with. Adios ActiveX, so long VBScript, good riddance, attach event. According to the blog post, over 220,000 lines of code have been removed. TechCrunch's Disrupt conference is going on all this week in New York City, among other startup announcements and general disruptions. Reddit co-founder Alexis O'Hanahan revealed that the social networking site Reddit will now launch a video channel soon. TechCrunch reports that the Reddit video channel will start by focusing on translating the site's popular Ask Me Anything, or AMA, interview format to video. And who besides me thinks they got this idea from Leo Laporte, who took matters into his own hands on Monday and live streamed himself on Meerkat answering questions for the screensavers, Ask Me Anything. If you haven't checked out the AMA, you should. We'll put a link in today's show notes at twit.tv. The Verge reports that the first consumer version of Facebook's Oculus Rift will begin shipping early next year. According to a post on the Oculus blog, pre-orders will begin later this year. And finally, Reuters published a story about a real-life Star Trek replicator that will make meals from a pod in 30 seconds. The device is called the Genie. It's about the same size and shape as a coffee maker. According to the two Israeli entrepreneurs who created Genie, the device will be able to make full meals like chicken with rice couscous with vegetable or even a chocolate souffle. Yum.